Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Minoso moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Fox scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is hit by the pitch. Dropo moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Busby reaches second base with a double. Dropo scores. Rivera scores. Carrasquel goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kell reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman is hit by the pitch. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Goodman moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Zobchin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Klaus scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. White moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jensen scores. White moves to third. Hatton moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Mike Forknalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknalis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Carrasquel is safe. Carrasquel moves to third. Busby moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel scores. Busby moves to third. Forknalis moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ike DeLock now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. DeLock drops the ball. Busby scores. Forknalis scores. Minoso moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from White and he is safe. Fox steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Fox scores. Kell moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-3, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 2 in the game. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing third base. Pete Daly now catching. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler strikes out. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fortnelis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Daly reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Faye Thronberry pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brodowski now pitching. Mike Fortnelis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnelis is 0 for 1 in the game. Fortnelis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Jensen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Stevens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for George Kell. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got 4 RBIs. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 3 in the game. Zobchin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, White Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Lepsio moves to second. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lepsio moves to third. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Daly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Daly reaches third base with a triple. Lepsio scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daly scores. It's 10-6, White Sox. Eddie Joost pinch hits for Dick Brodowski. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Maury Martin now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Joost moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Klaus is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-7. White Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Busby hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Martin, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bowling for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Goodman is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.